So I want to also get into some of the supportive care issues in myeloma because they're so critical, particularly things related to bone. And Beth, you picked out this case as someone who had a lot of bone-related problems, complications, interventions. Maybe you can just kind of summarize what happened with this man.
So basically, one of the presenting symptoms, and I just wanted to briefly go over our CRAB criteria for diagnosis of myeloma: hypercalcemia, renal insufficiency, anemia, and bone lesions. Again, you need greater than 10% plasma cells in the bone marrow and evidence of this CRAB criteria. My first case didn't have that until later on. He was monoclonal gammopathy for a while. But this gentleman actually felt well. He was a car salesman and had a very good active life, but had to have back pain, didn't get better. Eventually, he had a big lesion. Again, this myeloma cells can eat away in his neck, which had to be emergently fixed with little cages and screws and rods.
Before we could get more into the science, yeah. I always am thinking about, wow, there's this person who been pretty good health, kind of has some back pain, you know, no big deal, and all of a sudden he's going to have his neck operated on. How did he and his loved ones respond to this situation?
He says, "I should have retired earlier." That was the first thing he said to his wife. And that's the challenge, is that, you know, how some of our patients can do well for a long time and we think working keeps them active. But that's how he responded. But it takes a lot of us from the nursing side of things to be optimistic. There are treatments for this. The treatments might make you sick sometimes, but keep an open communication with your patients.
So this patient also received kyphoplasty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about what that is, Beth, and what happened with this man when he got it.
There's two major minimally invasive surgical procedures. Basically, the vertebral body can collapse down and lose height. The needle goes through the pedicles behind the spine to lift up, and kyphoplasty goes through there to lift up and create a cavity. The balloon is deflated, and inside that cavity goes cement. It's called polymethylmethacrylate. And at any rate, it hardens immediately, and patients can experience immediate bone pain relief. Real quick, vertebroplasty is very similar to this, but they don't create a cavity. It's just a thinner cement that fixates, or it's like an internal cast for that vertebrae.